Hundreds of DCBS staff members have left this year, and the rate is only increasing. Departures jumped more than 60% over the last 3 months as compared with the first 5 months of 2021. Some causes of the high turnover, according to officials, overwhelming caseloads, low pay, retirement, and better job opportunities outside of state government. Deputy DCBS Commissioner Lisa Dennis also points to the disruptions brought on by the pandemic.
What we are seeing now is that COVID has changed our workforce in ways that we don't fully understand yet. The workforce within DCBS is stressed, it's depleted, it's traumatized, and our staff are making different choices.
While the department hopes increased work flexibility, more use of virtual options, and a reduced brick-and-mortar presence may help, officials say fixing the problem will take more money. Republican Representative Ken Fleming wondered aloud whether there aren't still more efficiencies to be found.
This is, as you say, this is an ongoing problem. And I feel like Bill Murray in the Groundhog Day, I keep waking up and seeing the same old problem without finding a solution. I'm getting rather concerned that there are children out there that aren't being taken care of.
Lawmakers will revisit the funding question when they return next year to hash out a budget. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.